episode 35 of PW Radio, the Great Big Show. Finally, we've got everybody here. Yeah, it took a little bit of time, so people were late to the big party. And you know why it's a party, Radio Rich? Why is it a party?
Why did you do this again? This is the second take we've done of this show, and you came in late on the big thing both times. And now I got to pass you by. Chameleon, do you know why it's the big party?
I woke up late myself. Tell me why it's a big party, Rob.
I'll take this All one. Right. Do you want me to take this one, Rob?
I do want you to take this one, Mr. Hardcore. Please.
In 3 days, when this airs, it will be the 1 year anniversary of PWA Radio Episode 1.
That's
great.
We've been on the air for one glorious year. We've won awards. We've won Emmys. I don't know how we got nominated for an Emmy, but goddamn it, we won. And it's sitting here.
I think we even got nominated for a dirty.
I don't even know what that is.
Do I see a porn star award over there? How did we get that one?
I think it was that show that we had Psycho Sandra on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. So, we're a year old, but we don't have 52 episodes. Okay.
Well, we've got more than 26, so fuck you. That's better than one every 2 weeks.
We're not that close.
But you know what? We're close enough. I
it's your goddamn buzzkill.
I do believe
giving you away our secret now.
Oh no! We
oh,
lost.
Oh,
we lost
how did that happen there?
Oh, well, that's what happens when you're not having a good time at the park. Jeez, fucking us. Okay.
Don't piss the boss off.
That's what you get when you're buzzkill.
I believe he's back. His microphone came back on. Excellent. Maybe this time he won't badmouth the party or the show or anything else. So, gentlemen.
But that's what I'm used to.
And we've got another big announcement here involving our good friend, Mr. Hardcore. You know, we're not just winning awards here. We are winning awards. And it's fantastic. But we're doing something else. Mr. Hardcore, this weekend, he did the unthinkable. And I think you know what I'm talking about, Chameleon. And I know Radio Rich knows what I'm talking about. And I would think that probably Hardcore knows what I'm talking about. But, of course, we're talking about Saturday when Mr. Hardcore went to the steakhouse and ate the 72-ounce steak, the big salad, the bread. He ate the baked potato, sour cream, butter. He had some sautéed mushrooms, some onions.
And I even got ice cream afterwards.
That is Hardcore.
And the meal.
I was there for that. It was crazy.
Less than an hour, it was all free.
And like, there were so many people there that were crowding around and going, Hardcore! Hardcore! Hardcore!
And the best part, my Grizzly Beer title was there cheering me on. It was great.
It was.
Absolutely,
it was fantastic.
Magnificent.
It was,
I hear crickets.
No, you don't. It was really the most fantastic thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was the greatest night in the history of our industry.
And it was even more incredible.
I don't think you should really try to oversell it that much. But really, if you've never seen a man knocked that many pounds of beef all at one time, it was actually
you sure have not lived.
Yeah. In fact, I thought the
Video Rich doesn't go out to steakhouses very often, but since Hardcore invited me out and said, "Hey, I'm going to eat this steak. I want you to be my witness for it," I decided to go.
Okay,
I drove up to Philadelphia just to see.
It was an office field trip. Office field trip, and I feel loved enough that as intern, all you guys want to come see me.
I'll tell you what, it would not be PWA Radio if I didn't make this joke, so I'm going to. But to be honest, before this happened, I thought the only PWA superstar that could fit that much meat in their mouth was Riona Langley. But goddamn,
how did I know
you wrong
were there?
I knew you were going there. Actually, no, yeah. I thought you were going to mention. I thought you were going to make a Masked Lard joke.
No.
Masked Lard is not known for sticking large portions of meat in his mouth. That would be Miss Langley.
So, I don't like to go with the obvious, you know, lines, but goddamn, it was set up and it was beautiful. It was a glorious thing.
Yeah, it only took you two tries to figure it out, but whatever works.
So what else we got going on, gentlemen?
We got Saturday Night Rampage, Rob.
Oh, I know we do. No, there's no chaos anymore. I know you wanted to recap chaos, and I think that was some delirium from the meat that was talking. But
that
can't do that.
Yeah,
so we finally gave that Eli Storm the boot.
I don't know.
We should get Mr. Sullivan to say that. What, Sullivan? What did we give him? And Sullivan's a potty pooper. We gave him the boot.
People are crushing my spirit right now. So please tell me, Mr. Cammy Cam. That's your new, that's your street name I heard, Cammy Cam. What happened to Eli Storm?
He's still on staff somewhere. I think we got him out there, you know, selling power sauce bars or something.
In Canada.
Wow.
I thought that was a Mr. Hardcore job.
No. I ain't getting thrown back in the slammer for this job. Fuck that. He had caught Rhode Island once with a power sauce bar, and they never let go.
Here's a good question for you, and this kind of is a callback, a throwback to last week's episode. But that steak, wait, was it covered in sauce?
it was, but it was not covered in Ryan Ross or Mark Zoot sauce, thankfully.
Well, that's good. Nobody wants that kind of crap. What?
This is the greatest show ever.
It is the greatest show ever.
Are you playing Alvin and the Chipmunks in the background?
No, that would be Barnes and Barnes. Fish Heads.
Never heard of it.
Really?
A classic in of itself.
It really is. Cam knows what I'm talking about. Cammy Cam. DJ Jazzy Cammy Cam. Back there.
That's okay, Robbie.
I'll kick you in the throat.
Right in the fucking throat. And I won't hesitate.
You're doing your pet names or something.
I am so worried.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Hey, Rob, if I may suggest for the party, I believe it'd be a good time to go recap Sad Night Rampage.
Sad Night?
Saturday Night. What's your point?
Get it in. So anyway. Yes, please, somebody. What are we talking about? We're talking about Rampage
now?
Right. Did something happen with Rampage?
We're talking about Rampage. We start with the King of Hearts, El Rey de Cotones, taking on the newbie John Riker. You know, it's TV title contendership match, you know, because Jethro Hayes has got to fight somebody to keep him occupied. And, you know, El Rey is established. He's a former Grizzly Bear champion. He's former tag team champion. Riker, he's new. Both of these guys got to step up their game. Well, he's new at PWA, and as Rob would say, that's all that matters for the 50th time since this show started. And Riker steps up.
36th time.
He said it more than once per episode, buddy. Anyway, he takes down El Rey. Johnny Riker, contender to Mr. Jethro Hayes, but we got something interesting going on afterwards. Last week, Rob gave a shout out to Buddy Bean over at Pro Rebel, and this week apparently someone was listening. Yep, somebody was listening because we got Bubba J from Rebel Pro Wrestling coming over to attack El Rey de Corazon. Now,
Chameleon, where the hell was security during this?
I can't answer that one. I hear that Bubba J's smell is so offensive, your eyes swell shut. So security was a little preoccupied.
El Rey de Corazon is a competitor.
Give it a couple of weeks, and that answer will reveal itself.
Oh Lord! Anyway,
not another scheme, Chameleon.
Not another.
You've been
merger.
Scheming for 10 years now. When are you gonna stop scheming?
I'm not scheming, it's just that there's a few things that can't be revealed yet, just by contractual agreements, and you'll find out soon enough.
Alright, well that sounds like bad enough.
So you're not gonna give you're not gonna give your buddies over at PWA Radio an exclusive scoop, are you?
Yeah, Peppa gives a scoop, are you kidding?
I've given scoops before.
I thought, since the party and it's an anniversary party, that maybe we could be in a giving mood.
It's a big episode, Cam. Come on, you gotta give us something as a birthday gift. Something, man. And not the
clap.
Riona already gave us the clap.
The only gift that was given for this anniversary episode of PWR Radio is the short 7 days that you get to be Grizzly Bear champion. So shut up and move on.
Oh, whatever, bitch.
Oh,
that's just more than beeping out of your mouth, buddy. You're good at
right,
it.
So.
Moving on. We got the guys who will turn you atheist god. Taking on the New Age Job Squad with their newest member, Shadow Star, and Jacob Collins. It's a tag title contendership match. And you know when Shadow Star is in the contendership for the tag titles, it's pretty much a dead field. But we got Winners of God, Hunter and Figgy. And you know,
didn't
that
say Honey
double
and Figgy?
Dude,
are you trying to turn their Catholic relationship into a menage a trois?
Hey, you know how those priests are.
I believe it's
so. Whoosh. Anyway, that just means double duty for the boys of God.
That's kind of gross. I don't want to.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of gross, actually. If you've ever participated, which I know you haven't, but if you ever get the opportunity, it's not all. You know, the big question is, where the fuck do you put your elbows? That's the difficult part. Anyway.
Hunter and Piggy will have to fight not only the Renegade Soldiers, but they will also...
Spoiler!
Oh, that's right. We did not know that yet. Well, come on. Jamie Flynn's out. We all know that. Regardless, they will also have to fight each other.
You know what? I heard, though, that Jamie Flynn is out, that does not put him out of the contention for a big PWA quarterly award this time. Or I guess even technically the annual awards. And they're going to start a new category just for him. That's what I heard. Anybody?
Category is that? President.
Fishy Award.
There you go. Man, I am so glad it's somebody besides me. I have to say it.
Giant douchebag of the year?
Yes.
Is that really it?
It is really it.
Oh, I thought you meant it was the horror of the year, you know, pushing Riona out of her title ownership of 08.
No.
But regardless, we move on. It is the redneck of all rednecks, Jethro Hayes, taking on the king of all royalty, Emperor Ian. It's a TV title match, and, you know, it's a good match. Jethro Hayes is Jethro Hayes. Emperor Ian, he's finally starting to step up. He's come a long way from fighting the days of fighting Collins. I believe
he took the advice and manned the fuck up.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I'm a little concerned about his cronies who haven't been seen in a while. You know, for having such a huge entourage of buddies, not to see or hear from a single one in a while, it's kind of getting a little concerning. But
actually, I think it's a good thing. He's starting to do things for himself.
Well, man's got to do something eventually. His buddy can't wrestle for him. So, unfortunately, Ian just isn't able to do it. Maybe he lacked the... maybe without the support of his cronies, he just didn't have the willingness to win. And Jethro wins the match. Makes it one down, two more defenses to go.
But Ian just lacked the royal mandate for it.
A good, sturdy first defense for Jethro Hayes, but a very good showing from Ian that could get him somewhere in the near future. Now let's pretend that I did not say some things I said a few minutes ago as we go into Erica Angle and Jamie Flynn defending against covered in sauce Ryan Ross and the man who covers him in sauce, Mark Zout.
Zout.
My bad. How about we just call him Marky Mark? Does that work for everyone? Anyway,
no, we can't call him Marky Mark. He is nowhere near the thespian awesomeness of Marky Mark. It's like comparing Jennifer Lopez to, I don't know, some Everybody's better. Never mind. I Radio Rich lost his train of thought. Please continue, Mr. Hardcore.
It is a tag team title match. And, well, things just don't go good for Erica and Jamie Flynn. The Renegade Soldiers win. And, you know, this looks like a career ender. Enika goes up. She's hit by Thunderwolf. And she just walks off after looking as disappointed as can be. Honestly, when you lose to Mr. Covenant Sauce, I don't think there's any coming back from that.
Okay,
so
can I pause the? I want to say that we can finally confirm the death of the PWA World Tag Team Division after months of struggling through numerous reigns of Jamie Flynn and the power of Jethro and Hunter. The fact that we have our tag team champions as the Renegade Soldiers, a unit that has destroyed tag team divisions in other feds, and when I say destroy, I do not mean it in a good way. I now let us have
Does
a moment
destroy?
Of silence, please.
I don't know, Rich. I mean, at least Shadow Star ain't holding the title, so there's still hope.
I think this is one of those few times where I think actually Shadow would be an important.
I don't know. I'm going to take a shout out to hopefully a returning other podcast. I am going to do a shout out to a hopefully soon to return other podcast and say that one of the Blue Lanterns of Hope is sitting around and that hopefully the tag titles will start to look up. That's what I got to say.
The Blue Lanterns of Hope.
Yes.
This is
now,
not the other
anyway,
podcast.
We move along.
This is not that other podcast.
That's why I said it was a shout out. Will you guys listen? Oi. Anyway.
It was a bad shout out. We don't shout out to dead podcasts.
Oh, dead. It's
we move along.
Much like
we
the
got,
Phoenix.
It's
resurrected, coming, rising up from the shadow, or the shadows, the ashes. The fucking ashes.
It will be coming again, just like any of Riona Langley's clients, although it will burn after the first time. But next we move along, we got a potential good match. We got the IC champ, Corey Lazarus, who we were told would be fighting in an IC title match by Cam there. But apparently he just either backed out or Razor just didn't feel like it was a good opportunity for himself. So we got Corey Lazarus taking on Razor one-on-one. Match ends in a double DQ when T-Wolf runs out to attack Corey. And then after that, we got Victor Stone running out to take out Razor. It turns into a total clusterfuck, which is followed up by Thunderwolf. First Victor Stone, ain't that a coinkydink? But this match, just like its predecessor, ends in a double loss when it's a double count. Now, unlike all those four guys who just can't get their shit done, the next match, the winner was definitely able to get his shit done. We got Chameleon taking on Mr. Hardcore in a PWA Grizzly Beer title match. Now, Cammy wants to come out and he wants to talk, blah, blah, blah. You know, he wants
Why
to
Why don't we get some words in from Chameleon here?
Why would we want to do that?
Because we've been listening to you talk for 15 minutes now.
And the ratings are just going straight through the roof.
Yeah, well, some people's eyes bleed. My ears are bleeding.
Thank you. Thank you, Chameleon.
All right. I'm a fair guy. Go ahead, Cammy. I'll just sit here and enjoy your rendition.
What's that, Rob?
I don't know. I'm
Go on, Cammy. Tell us about the match.
Mr. Hardcore. But, you know, whatever.
I went to Philadelphia recently. Nobody talks like Mr. Hardcore.
My daddy's from New York. You got a problem with that?
Yeah, I've never heard an exaggerated accent so much as this before. So, no, Radio Rich, you go ahead. You talk about this one.
Okay.
Okay. Talk about that, isn't he?
Yeah, Radio sure Rich has been silenced for a bit, but okay, basically...
I'm sure Cammy got the best memory.
All right, so Chameleon starts off, he's running his mouth about how he's gonna, you know, Mr. Naive, tugging on your strings about the MMA style and all that. A four corners match? A strap match? Really?
Yeah, why not? I told you it'd be something that was rarely seen in PWA.
There's a reason for that. Just because it's rare doesn't mean it's good.
Ladies, let's take a moment to take a break and get jiggy with it.
Oh, yes. Who doesn't like to get jiggy with it?
Well, you know, I have to admit, in terms of... Yeah.
Chameleon doesn't. He's never gotten jiggy in his life.
All right, if you ladies ain't going to talk, I am.
I would like to think that I've gotten jiggy at least once or twice. Who's moving the microphone?
Oh, it was quite an interesting match. I gotta admit, I am willing to give props on like Gammy there. He got the best in the beginning. You know, it looked like it should have been over in the snap of an eye, the wink of an eye. It looked like it could have been over, but Mr. Hardcore comes back to fight, and in the end, I hog tie that sucker on my back before dropping him on his head and getting the win. Your new Grizzly Bear champion, Mr. Hardcore.
I'm sorry, I was napping. What happened?
Yeah,
okay,
sure
I believe
I'm sure that all the head trauma is giving you some little bit of a hard time to stay awake.
No. Don't worry, I was checked out. I'm fine in that area. I was just bored of you. Anyway, what was next?
Next is the main event with
this one was interesting.
Riona Langley and that guy, whatever his name is, facing off against Vitaly Petrov and the Phoenix. It's sort of a quasi champions versus challengers match, I guess, because we had to determine so many contenders during this card that we didn't have enough challengers to actually do two. So it was a match.
I don't really think this was a champions versus challengers match, Rich. I booked this match because
I said it was a quasi.
I know, but you got to understand. I know that many times before a main event or a pay per view we've done that, but in this particular case, I thought it was more interesting to, you know, pair the champion and challenger of the world heavyweight championship match against. Well, you got Mark McNasty and the Phoenix with their history. And there's been people have asked me why I booked Mark Nasser versus Vitaly Petrov, and why can't I just book a match because I think it's going to be entertaining? Does it have to have any major backstory to it? Maybe these two can make a backstory from this match and do something good. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with a competitive match for competitive match's sake. I'll agree
there
with
you
that
go.
There. I was just saying we've done the champion versus challenger match many times before a pay-per-view, so I was just saying this was a quasi champion versus challengers match, that's
and
all.
Not really, since there's only one champion in it, but you know it's
but we had the we also the had we also had Mr. Copyright Infringement, Mr. Money in the Bank Vitaly over there. So I
regardless,
fine, you guys come up with a new name next year.
Regardless, you got the challenger for the world title teaming up with one guy who is going to be in an IC title contender match, taking on the world champion and Mr. Money in the Bank, who is the other IC title contender. There you go. So tell us about the match, Rich. You're so into it. Tell us how it went down.
The match kind of went down as we might have expected it to. When it was Riona and Vitaly in the ring, it was, you know, good. It was wrestling action, but when it was Riona and Phoenix, not so much. You know, Riona. The fact is, Riona's so angry, so focused, and so determined that, you know, killing the Phoenix and taking his title, whatever comes first. Ability turns more into brawling when she's in there with
him. You know, fortunately, though. That anger and whatever is only going to last about 1 week, so I think he's in no. I think the Phoenix is in no danger.
And as you usually do,
well,
Rich,
I don't know because at the end of this match, you got pinned, Rob.
Rich, you might want to get your nose out of your girl's rear end. You're starting to get brown on it.
No,
she wasn't the only one on her own team.
I I think Ryota's going into this match way too angry, way too upset, and that her emotion probably cost her the title.
All I'm getting at is Ryona did not win the match on her own. I think there was a time or two where she might have lost if she didn't have Psycho Boy to back her up.
Yeah, I know that. Just like, you know, that's how a tag team's supposed to be, you know? That's the whole point of tag team wrestling. But that being said, Phoenix still got the L in this match.
Doesn't he always?
And so Vitaly Petrov got to beat up that other guy. What?
I said, and yet it was a match that didn't matter.
Well, ladies, that takes us to the preview for our pay-per-view this weekend. We got Who's the Man, or as it's lovingly being called, Who's the God?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. By the way, I want to thank whoever did that graphic for the pay-per-view. It is fantastic looking. It is possibly the best graphic I have ever seen.
I completely agree with you. It's fantastic.
Your company wasn't able to get it done, Rich.
What?
Somebody completely missed this.
I do believe this was the worst advertisement I've ever seen for a PWA pay-per-view. I just gotta say it. I'm pretty sure it is.
Well,
because
if it was, you cannot blame the design company behind it. You must blame the person that commissioned the design.
I will blame the person who's in charge of the company.
Putting blame aside,
we move along to the actual matches. What, Rob?
Oh, I was just going to say, I blame the complete total lack of
Phoenix. Rich, I believe this is the part we love doing.
Yes.
We have
we
a
love this part.
To communicate.
Yes.
The part this we time. Love. We run down the card, we analyze it. It's everyone's favorite time. Yay.
Woo!
Would you like to speak, Rich?
I shall begin by saying that we have our opening match with the newcomers of the Final Resistance, who, looking up real quick, are comprised of two new guys, John Axmore and Thomas Young. Okay.
Who have failed to impress so far.
Yeah. Facing off against the king of all royalty himself, Emperor Ian.
Essentially in a handicap match since he's been teamed
because
with Shadowstar.
Because his partner is Shadowstar.
Why and, another chance?
What was that, Figgy? Or Hana?
Why is Shadow getting another chance? We kicked his ass last week.
Because somebody must not want Emperor Ian to go anywhere.
I moved, you know, after Emperor Ian's really good performance last week with the TV title match, I wanted to pair Ian with someone who actually put up a good fight the week before, and it wasn't Jacob Collins, sorry to say, so, you know, why not give Shadowstar another chance? Maybe him and Ian together, since they're both starting to improve themselves, they might be able to do something here. They might actually be able to turn the tide and score a win and become a threat. And Lord knows, we need some tag teams in the division. And,
yeah.
You know, like I said, our Final Resistance came in, and we had Renegade Soldiers, and we got God. You know, I was thinking that the tag division was finally going to get a boost. But like I said earlier, Final Resistance has yet to really, you know, prove themselves to be any kind of formidable, you know, resistance, I guess would be the word, in going on ahead. So, you know, let's see if Shadowstar and Emperor Ian can actually put aside any differences they may have and do something good with this match.
I'm pretty sure you could have paid better people than that.
I don't know.
After that,
Ian is going to have a very, very sore back. Yes, I believe that he and Shadowstar will win this match. But I think Ian's back is going to be horribly sore by having to carry Shadowstar through this match. Ugh. I can't believe I'm picking Shadowstar to win.
Well, we all would like to believe Final Resistance could do it, but these boys just ain't proved shit yet.
Oh, man, so, you guys, moving on, we have a PWA Television Championship match.
Jethro Hayes is having his second title defense, taking on the winner of the week before's TV Contendership match, Jonathan Reich.
Jonathan Reich.
RPWA's number one.
Well, Reich, he's already shown he's got some skill. He beat the King of Hats. He's showing that he has some initiative, he has some ability, but can he take on the Omega Redneck?
The thing is, right now, I do have to mention this about El Rey. From El Rey's focus, from what I've heard, and this is news around the grapevine, this is not breaking news from the desk of Radio Rich, and my sound effect is not ready, so I'm not going to go ahead and use it here. But
there is a merciful God who isn't punished. Sullivan Figgy.
But,
we're not really merciful, so.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, what did I tell you about that?
As I was saying, from.
I have a headache.
What I've heard around the grapevine is that El Rey's focus has been very. Okay. Can I finish
my
thought?
I told you, they are collector's items. We don't need them broken.
Okay. El Rey's focus has been very distracted as of late. With the apparent disappearance of Jonathan Wahali, we all know him as Nightmare. So for Jonathan Reicher to beat El Rey in this sort of state, it proves, yes, he might have talent, but we don't know how well he's going to do, especially since, yes, he is facing, and I have to give Mr. Hardcore a little credit here, the Omega Redneck is a great nickname for him. So Raider Rich is adopting that now. Boom. Anyway, I'll buy you a Slurpee.
I don't.
Who cares? It sounds really friggin' cool. So
yes, it does.
I just gotta say, I don't think the Rikers. I mean, Hayes has taken mingled with the best of them, and as of late, he has been able to take the best of them. And I just ain't seen enough out of Riker to think that he's going to be able to take Hayes.
I agree. I mean, Riker has a future, but unfortunately, that future is getting his ass kicked by Jethro Hayes this week.
Any thoughts from the Peanut Gallery?
No, I got no thoughts.
Really? Cam?
No.
Come on, you're the president of this
Hunter?
Place. You're supposed to know your talent.
No.
Well, this is going to be an exciting party. We move
yes,
on
it is.
To the interpromotional match. We got Rebel Pro taking on PWA. This is a fallout of last week's aftermath of the TV title contendership match. It's Bubba J. El Rey de Cordones.
Yeah, I've been very careful when talking about Bubba J not to shorten his name.
Why? What happened?
Yeah, come on. Come on, Mr. Hardcore. Hunter would probably get that one.
Hunter would like to get that one.
I would like to remind people, we here at PWA Radio never would... Never, never, ever in a million years would resort to lowbrow humor.
No, that's
no, most definitely not.
Oh, I get it now.
Mr. Hardcore is still... I think Mr. Hardcore is still enjoying his steak.
I think I'm delusional from my stomach sinking about 2 inches lower. But
he should have been the first to catch on to it since he likes so much meat.
Well, as a man... his name is Brandon Jones. I mean, I should have gotten that one sooner. So,
now, but anyway, yes, this is a cross promotional match with Rebel Pro and PWA, sort of. I mean, you got El Rey actually is competing over in Rebel Pro, so this could be a Rebel Pro match, or this could be a PWA match, because who knows? Bubba J may stick around.
Like Jethro Hayes ain't enough redneck for one fed.
We always need our southern love in there, don't we?
Yeehaw! Looks like the PWA is going to turn into the Pioneer Rock.
Asslet Association.
But we got an interpromotional match here, and we'll see how it works. This is the first test of the waters, because we're going to be sending some PWA talent over to Rebel Pro in the near future, too.
Why would we do that?
I got to say, Bubba J, haven't seen much of him, actually. Radio Rich has not been doing his homework. But El Rey's been on a bit of a losing slide recently. This might be his chance to get out of it, but I don't know. I think this is gonna round one in the PWA RP war. I think it's gonna have to go to RP, as much as I hate saying it.
I'll drop him.
I probably should.
We move on to the number one contendership for the IC titles. Yeah, probably. We talked about this last review. It's Matt Menasty taking on Vitaly Petrov, Petey there, and. It's going to be an interesting match. It's the Russian Hammer taking on Mr. Malicious.
Whatever the hell McNasty's become.
It's going to be interesting. Hopefully McNasty won't be running around foaming at the mouth the whole match.
that would be more entertaining than the usual Mark McNasty match. But... you know, Vitaly's been on a roll. You know, he's had a couple setbacks. You know, he suffered his first loss to Riona. He was on the losing side of the main event at Rampage. But on the general sense, he is on an upward motion. That being said, Mark McNasty coming back as Mark McNasty as opposed to the masked menace of Malice. I think I got that right. I know.
Malicious man in green mask, I think he liked to call himself for a while.
It's going to, and the fact is, this is having the number one contendership for the IC title on the line here is almost a bonus in this match. This match could have happened without anything on it, and it would have been a good match, as Chameleon was mentioning earlier. That being said, we have Mr. Copyright Infringement, and we have Not Delirious. So...
as our esteemed president likes to call him.
Yeah.
Oh, but...
our esteemed host, not the president.
Host. My bad. Wouldn't it be ironic, though? You got to remember, the real first downslope for Malicious when McNasty was thrown by that was when he lost to Corey Lazarus. Wouldn't it be ironic now if McNasty could win the IC contendership and relive last year's match against Corey Lazarus for the IC title?
But... This is also interesting because I believe Mark McNasty is on quote saying that he specifically lost the Intercontinental title tournament because he didn't want to be stuck with the belt again, completely disrespecting the title, and now he's trying to make up for it. He's trying to forget that he ever said that, but it's on the record. He has said that
before I beat him, so I guess he had to change his mind. Off his way to the top.
Well, so you get put in the matches that Cammy there likes to put you in, so you can only do what you can do.
So I thought giving an extra reward for such a talented match. Jeez, I'm sorry. Next time I won't give you anything. God.
Give who?
Sorry, Hunter. Didn't mean to talk about you.
What?
So, alright. any consensus here? We got the Russian Hammer. We got the crazy guy. Who you got? Mr. Hardcore.
You know, I think the Russian Hammer might hammer away, but McNasty's crazy enough that it's a wild card. Can't tell you. Yeah, he might like it. I really can't tell you. I can't tell you, Rich.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's standard fare. Whoever Mark McNasty's opponent is the one I'm going for.
I'm split on this one, too, because we got a rising star in Petrov. We got Mark McNasty, who's trying to get himself back into the main event scene. I don't know. It's gonna be a good match. It's going to definitely be the match of the night so far.
Robbo, what do you think?
I don't know.
Did you drink too many?
Robinson's off partying.
What, you didn't hear me?
Too many yoo-hoos, we've lost the man. Man down.
I think Rob and I agree. If it's a Mark McNasty match, we can move on.
Yes, moving on to the Animal Victor Stone facing off against
Fraser.
Thank
that
you.
That was the Beast, Victor Stone.
I thought it was whatever.
The Beast.
You guys hearing me now?
The Beast versus the Monster Mash.
It's a Monster Mash.
They're going to do it's a Monster Mash.
Yeah.
It was a Graveyard Smash.
It could be.
We should change that. It's not Grudge Match. It's a Monster Mash, Matt. Monster Mash, Matt.
Yeah, say that three times fast.
I think there's a few more monsters in that match before it's a Monster Mash.
I don't know.
We're not going to copyright the Monster Ball match. I'm sorry.
That's really... that's already been... We're not going to... Even we have standards. We are not going to take ideas from them.
No. Though, the way the PWA got started, we kind of did, so...
Wait, we're not? Oh, shit, I guess I gotta change that Ultimate X match for, the man. Okay.
Just make sure that you don't have it as a blank on a pole match.
I was thinking, more like, can't, I already have a signed pink slip with Cam's name on a pole match. But whatever works.
Okay, so we got Victor Stone facing off against
Razor.
Thank you. It was a good match at Genesis. I think it'll be a good match here. I think the outcome's going to be the same. It's going to be Razor again.
I don't know. You give so little credit to Victor. He's trying. And he's
I'm not saying I said it would be a good match again. I just I don't see Victor Stone getting.
Wait, why is this match happening?
Especially not
exactly?
Against Razor.
Stone took
Razor in the Who's the Man tournament for. I guess he got angry with Razor for beating him at Genesis.
Why do we need more Razor?
Well, we got to balance out all the Phoenix, don't we?
I don't think we do.
So anyway, silence is an agreement. Why don't we move on?
Well, we move along to the Who's the God match. Hunter the Viper Sullivan takes on Jacob. Oh my God, I am so plastered, Figgins.
Yeah, this is interesting because you got to think about it. These guys just teamed up, 2 weeks ago? And now the
titles.
Yeah, and now they're
against each other.
Yeah, now you know they both survived into the finals of the Who's the Man. So here they are. They got to fight each other, and they seem to not be getting along very well. But they've got to get along because they've also got a tag title coming up later in the evening. So the question is are they basically going to screw each other over for a chance for? Becoming the franchise of the PWA, or, you know, there's definitely some questions in terms of this.
And there's definitely been some hostility. Hunter, give us your insight in this.
Well, Figgy thinks he actually deserves being in the finals. Flynn hospitalized, walked away, what the fuck the faggot did, and I'm earning my way to the top. I beat McNasty, beat Iron, and I'm there, and I earned my spot, and he just... floats on through beating distracted Elray, and he actually thinks he's better than me. I am the leader of God. I am better than him. I am the Messiah, the Anointed One. I am God of PWA, and I'm going to earn that placement in the franchise of PWA.
Wow, so
I do believe that I have something. I have a retort for that.
Wait, did that
does not sound very promising for the potential tag team title champions.
Is that the end of the tag team?
There is no more God!
Yeah.
It sounds like
so,
it.
It just
means that later on in the evening, Renegade Soldiers might very well have a cakewalk.
Well, moving on, we got the what's going to be match of the night, I promise you, when you guys see what I got in mind. It's a PWA Grizzly Bear title defense. It's me versus Cammy there. And I promise
you... Is it a Philadelphia street fight? First person to eject themselves with 15 needles wins?
No, but I thought that was
a California beach match.
Some sort of thing.
No, that's 30 needles.
Okay.
Listen, I will promise you this. Cam promised something that people had not seen. That does not guarantee.
Oh, my God. The first ever.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Okay. Give me 1 minute, buddy. All right. Cam promised something people have not seen. I am going to promise something people have not seen, but I'm also going to promise something original and exciting. This match is going to steal the show, and you have my word on that. It is so good, it will compensate. This match is so good, it will compensate for Chameleon's lack of talent. That is how good it is.
Nothing's that good. You know, Hardcore, we're going to hold you to this. And if you do not, if you do not live up to your word here, let's lay down here now. You don't live up to your word. If this is not match of the night, you owe us all authentic Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
I can do that. It will be match of the night. You watch and you wait and you will see.
All right, we're going to shake on that.
Done deal.
Done.
Moving on.
I will agree with Mr. Hardcore. It will be match of the night, and, you know, I'm going to get that title back, kiddo. Don't worry about it.
We'll see, Cammy.
Who cares?
With pirate music in the background, it's a great time because we're going for gold in the next match, and sadly, if it's any looking to last...
Does this match really need to be talked about?
Good point. We
it's been talked about for 9 years. Corey Lazarus, Thunderwolf, one-on-one.
Ooh, yay, okay, for them.
That's all we really need to say about it. The only match I could possibly be less anticipating for is whenever we get Riona Langley versus Tommy Riley.
Yeah, you see, while we might have match of the night with the Grizzly Rear title match, we've got yawn of the night with the Intercontinental title match. So.
No, I still think that goes to the opener.
I don't know. This is what I think. You had a great match. Like
I know. I think the opening's going to be more entertaining than this one.
Everyone needs a good match. You get the GB title match, and after that, after everyone's glued to their seat for 30, 40 minutes, you got to have a bathroom break. That is what we left.
There you go.
Moving
on. I agree.
We got the BWA.
This is the bath.
30 to 40 minutes to beat Chameleon.
I want to give the fan. I want to enjoy it. I'm going to savor it like I savored that steak.
What, you ate the steak in under an hour. You
40 minutes is under an hour.
But that's not really. You didn't really savor the steak. That was like 6 pounds of meat that you ate.
It was quite enjoyable, Rob. I told you I had ice cream afterwards.
That's the only dessert you're getting this week, kiddo. Don't worry about it.
Well, regardless, we move on to the PWA Tag Team title match. We already spoke on this. It's going to be the Renegade Soldiers taking on potentially two half-dead guys who can't get along. It ain't looking good.
I have to say, this is the bathroom break of the night. Because on one hand, I've plainly stated my opinions towards the Soldiers earlier in the show. On the other hand... We have God, who may or may not be dead by the time this match goes about. So,
The irony is, you know, one of them's got to win. You get to this match, they might resent each other. They might want to make each other look bad, you know? So they might even start trying to hurt the other one's appearance.
I think Marilyn Manson had it right. God is dead.
It was a quick reign. But anyway... That brings us to the potential leave early. We've seen it before, and we know how it's going to go. World title match. Put the kids to bed. The souffle is done.
Well, here's what I can personally guarantee you. This is not going to take 30 or 40 minutes. This is going to take 30 or 40 seconds. It's going to be the quintessential two-hit match. Me hitting Riona, Riona hitting the mat. That's it, you know.
Actually, you probably just spank her and be done with it.
No. I know that. No, I respect
Syphilis
my hand
kills.
Too much. That.
Well, she's dressed.
You know, it doesn't matter. There is not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would lay on top of her for 3 seconds. Okay.
No.
Damn, syphilis kills.
Put your boot down on her.
Yeah, and burn the boot afterwards is really the plan.
Cover it in alcohol and burn it.
Well, she lays down for everyone, so that's understandable.
Yeah.
At least it won't be any something different.
Hey, Chameleon, she didn't lay down for you, if I remember correctly.
I wasn't interested in her.
Yeah, not enough cock is basically his problem there. Zing. So let's.
I thought it was snap these days.
No, that was not an oh snap. That was a zing.
I was hardly impressed.
Yeah, well. All right, god damn it, god damn it, Rich.
Now you're gonna kick him. Put the hammer down, Rob.
You know what, people? You will have to pardon us for just a moment here.
Right, so.
Sorry for the interruption.
Do I sense that we are going to have?
Nice lead in, Rich.
Oh my freaking god, somebody call an ambulance. He tore Rich's throat out. Oh my god, the blood is everywhere. It's so horrible.
That music is relaxing.
Why? Rob, why did you have to do that, Rob?
I told you. I've warned you numerous times, and you just couldn't fucking stop. Anyway, so let's, real quick, do we have anything else we got to talk about who's the man? I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. The Phoenix is going to be walking out as the champion, and that is just that, mother bitches.
I hope Ryota kicks your ass.
I would not find that fucking likely.
Pathetic.
Well, let's
have to
see. That
you
would
up
be
with
70,
Victor Stone again, Rich.
90. Huh. You know, at the end of this week, do you know what happens? I guess actually in 8 days, or yeah, 8 days. Well, not 8 days from the night that we listen to this. If we listen to this in 3 days, it'll be 5 days. So you know what's going to happen in 5 days, ladies and gentlemen?
What's going to happen?
This is cause for a celebration. I am positive. But basically what's going to happen in 8 days, or 5 days, I'm sorry, it's the time traveling of podcasting.
I'm going to be defending my title of Steak Eater.
Possibly. But the Phoenix will have held the world title longer than, more days than any other PWA champion. So, yes, thank you so much for that. Wow, now come on, you know what, I know you guys could do better than that. So, more days as champion than anybody else. What do you think you so very guys have to say, but... Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, Rob, you won't have, because you kind of lost that title to Mr. Snow.
Actually, I said more days, not consecutive days, more days.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I was very specific. And we lost Radio Rich. It's a goddamn shame. Apparently, his sound effects box keeps interrupting with his microphone. Motherfucker.
What a shame. Apparently, his vocal cords being gone, he tried to use the box again.
But anyway, that's what happens. So more days.
Asswipe.
And actually, you know what? You could even say more consecutive days, since the Phoenix did lose and regain the title on the very same day. There was only like a...
You could say consecutive, but you couldn't say uninterrupted days.
You know what? I would say that 30 minutes that the Panther held the title... That was a hiccup. That was not an interruption.
It was an hour and a half, Rob.
Oh, that, you know what? Fuck it. That's a hiccup. That is not an interruption. That's less than, you know, that's nothing. That's nothing.
Whatever you want to say, Rob.
That's like 1/24th of a day. That's fucking nothing. Goddamn.
Actually, it's like 3/48th of a day. But who's counting?
No, it's not, because it wasn't really an hour and a half. Radio Rich just can't tell fucking time. If he tries, you know what? He can try to tell time, but if he tries to tell time again, I have an idea that his microphone might go out. So he's not
going to... Who would want that?
Well, everybody, but I don't do what everybody wants.
It was sarcasm, Chief.
So, yeah. So that's nice. So I only wish Mark McNasty were here so I could rub it in his face. But actually, I don't really want to rub anything in his face.
Elite. Now make up your mind.
Well, you don't want to rub Breonna in his face?
Figuratively, I would like to rub it in his face. But literally, no thank you. So, that's pretty much it. I think we're, what else? Anything else we got to talk about? We done? Can we please be done? Because it's so goddamn late. And I got a party to go to tonight, gentlemen. So,
are we all invited?
Oh, hells no. This is it's a PWA radio anniversary party. Why the fuck would you guys be invited?
But I got my invite in the mail.
Who is it addressed to?
Mr. Hardcore.
Oh, well, no wonder, because you're the intern. I had you send out the invitations. I probably should have thought that through a little bit better. But, god damn it. Well, what the fuck can you do?
Can I ride with you, Rob?
I think we know who's working catering.
Can you ride with me? No. No, you cannot. You find your own.
Maybe I'll have to go all, not Al Pacino, but the guy from Meet the Fockers and ride underneath your car. Who knows?
De Niro? You're going to go?
Niro.
Yes, in Cape Fear.
Or Sideshow Bob. Gonna, who knows?
So, yeah.
So, if you see any Yugos driving around that party, you know who's there.
Long as I can get my belt unfashioned, because I do not want to be riding around with pebbles bouncing up all night.
Anyway, so, you know what? I think we've had a great show tonight. We've had a fantastic... This is an anniversary show, and, man, you know what? I wish that I could have been playing some outtakes from previous episodes, but there weren't really any outtakes, because... I just put everything out there for people to hear, warts and all, and you know, because it's art, it's dedication to the art. It's not out of laziness. I mean, I could edit these down, but that just seems like it would be robbing all of our fan of his enjoyment. So
his enjoyment, nice, Rob.
Yeah, do you like that? I didn't pluralize fans either. So.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah,
fortunate.
Long podcast though. This one's the one that actually does have more than one.
Yeah, you know what? This podcast is pretty. Actually, the other podcast, the other podcast we do, and I'm not going to mention it. All right, fuck it. It's Dorkgasm. It's not been around for a year, and it actually hasn't been up for about a year. But anyway, it actually, at its peak, had more listeners than PWO Radio, which made me a little bit sad, but happy at the same time.
That's what we get for Psycho Sandra hanging around certain places after
you know,
Cammy ain't watched.
Yeah, you joke, but yeah, I'm like 95% positive that Sandra got us all of our listeners, and now
good jokes.
And now without without Sandra, what the fuck are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Because you know, Dorkgasm's coming back, folks, coming back. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about how fantastic PWA Radio is. It's been a hell of a year, and.
You forgot, Rob. We got to go to our favorite segment of the night.
Yes, our new segment.
Yes, yes, yes. This might make me feel better.
Razor.
That's right. So, Razor, we've got one letter this week. This is from a G. Ramsey from London, England, and he writes, "Dear Razor, normally I've got no problems with cooking, but I really want to impress some people. So what should I cook and how should I prepare it?"
Well, I would have you prepare a little souffle with sole. You will need 3 tablespoons of margarine, 2 sprinkles of salt, 5 freshly ground soles, and a little bit of parsley.
Ow, ow.
You mix the butter with some salt and pour in some egg wash. Let it bake for all of 20 minutes. Mix in your soles until it's all nice and chewy. Then bake it for another 20 minutes and serve with garnish of horseradish. It's delicious.
Actually, oh, it's a good thing I just checked our email at pwapodcast@gmail.com, because it turns out we actually have another letter for Razor. This is just hot off of the electrons. Via the inner tubes, the webs, the tubes. The
breaking threads. News from the desk of Rob Robinson.
Don't you fucking do it.
I can't reach my sound effect button.
Excellent. All right. This one comes to us from a B. Smith up in Canada way. And it says, "Dear Razor, I've got a special friend named, his initials are JF, and I really like him. But I don't know if he likes me. How can I find out for sure?"
Well, Mr. Smith, I suggest.
Oh wait,
you
I don't know if
down.
I wait. I don't know if I should have given the last name. So let's just call him Brandon S.
Well, if we're on that topic, why don't we just go ahead and call the other man Jacob F?
That's a good idea.
All right, Brandon. Yeah. What you need to do is sit down, Mr. Jacob, and you need to get really close, and then serve him some of that delicious souffle with soul I just recommended because it is oh so scrumptious. And if you look into his eyes and see the fire burning like a thousand animal flames, then you know that it's meant to be. So go for it. Kiss as passionately as you can and don't let the fire burn out.
As passionately as you can.
That almost made my wounds feel better.
So there you go.
I should interject that if you have any problems, you can find Ryan Ross because I'm sure he will be able to assist.
You know, actually, it's interesting you should say that because I almost forgot that I got this. This was handed to me. This was from the Telegraph. Who sends telegrams anymore? I don't know, but I fucking got one, and it's actually from a Ryan R. And I don't know. Maybe this is the same guy. Maybe it's somebody. It's just a huge coincidence. But he says, "Razor, I frequently find when I wake up in the morning after a night of especially risky dreams, I'm covered in sauce. What should I do?"
Stop.
Forgot the question, huh?
Razor? Are
what
you
was
that?
The question?
Oh, the question, I'm sorry. The question from Ryan R. is that after a night of particularly frisky dreams, especially whenever I'm on the road with my tag team partner, I find myself when I wake up in the morning to be covered in sauce. What should I do?
Oh, Ryan, if you teach yourself to sleep with your mouth open, maybe in the morning when you wake up covered in sauce, you'll have a big, delicious amount in your mouth, and you can analyze it and find out what it is. Just swish it around a little. Maybe you can
analyze the sauce like he's got a little CSI kit in his car.
Just use those taste buds to find out what it is, and that will answer your question.
What if he's never had the sauce before? Well, I find that to be highly unlikely.
If the sauce is delicious enough, you can sprinkle it on my souffle of soul and price it.
But here's the question: even though it's very unlikely, what if he's never had that particular sauce before? How will he know what it is?
Get a camcorder and put it in the corner.
Yes.
Maybe get lucky and you could sell it on the internet.
Maybe
he could check with Brandon and Jacob.
No, it's B. Smith and Jay Figgins.
Oh, that's true.
They have a session. They can analyze each other's sauce.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great idea. Maybe it's the sauce fairy coming to you know. And he didn't specify. I mean, does it?
Robinson, on that note, Razor has spoken.
Oh, that's good because we got no more telegram.
Thank you, Razor.
That was fantastic.
That guy is scary.
And I hope that we got
Radio Rich has to declare. This is the greatest show in the history of PWA radio.
Again?
I wish Razor were still in the building because there. I. You know what? A note just came underneath the door, and I wish I could ask him the final question. It's sad.
Somebody get Razor.
It's. You know what? I'm just going to ask him, and hopefully we can get.
I was brushing my teeth to get rid of all that sauce. What did you want?
Oh, excellent, Razor. Well, this one, this is an anonymous note, and the note says, "Dear Razor, I frequently have that not so fresh feeling. What can I do?" Signed, anonymous. Although it's actually this at the top of the letter, the stationery says from the desk of our length. So I don't know what What's going on with that? Why would you send stationery and sign it anonymously? But apparently R. Langley is not so fresh. How can they fix this?
Why would she suggest that she learns what it means to keep her legs closed and firmly planted on the ground?
Wow, I'm sorry I called you back for that, Richard. Please go away now.
Don't mind.
Go brush your teeth.
So, all right, folks, that's it. That's it for the big anniversary show, the huge anniversary show. It's been 1 year, and my God, I hope it's not one more. So, that's.
Thank you to every being. If I can be serious for a moment, I'd like to thank every single person that has ever been on the show for putting up with us and our completely highbrow humor.
Although maybe. Lazarus could learn to speak a little less time, but Gaius, we ain't gonna hold.
I'm pretty sure that the damn near everybody we've ever had on the show is on right now. I mean, goddamn, we've got a huge group.
I don't know. We had a pretty large group for 1 week where it was like 10 people.
It was insane.
Half of us weren't here.
But you know what? We've had a pretty good run, and apparently we're still getting fans. People still enjoy the show. So, yeah.
Here's to another year.
Oh God, no. God, please.
Oh yes, definitely.
Oh my God, this show is so it drains me mentally. It just takes so much out of me. I just don't even.
You guys say only being ashamed of the show one time, thanks to Mr. Cammy there, in a whole year is not bad.
Why? You've only been ashamed of the show once.
You said last week you were ashamed of the show once.
Oh yeah, for the first time ever. I forget exactly why, but then that was quickly followed.
Forget
I think
why?
It had something to do.
Yeah, why was it?
Cam. Wasn't it something to do
Cam,
with pumpkin sauce?
No, Cam, you remember why?
Not off the top of my head, no.
You guys are bastards.
What?
Chameleon essentially made you ashamed, Rob. As the intern, it is my job to remind you of that.
Why did he make me ashamed? Oh, yes, I forgot.
Oh, that.
And then I do know that that was quickly followed up by my second moment of shame, although I don't recall that. I blocked him. I blocked him from my memory because I'm just, I don't want to be ashamed, but yet I am.
Something about Figgins wanting to be Hunter's special friend.
Something about that, yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So, you know what, we've had a lot of guests, and some guests that I wish we had on that we've not been able to have on last year, particularly, you know, This Canadian dude named Jarrett that was never able to hook up with us. But you know what? We've had some other interesting guests. We've had a lot of people from the PWA on. We've had some people from the past, like, Night Striker's been on. We didn't have the
Duke.
Monkey McDee up. Yeah, Ben Duke, of course, Ben Duke. I was getting to Ben Duke. Yeah, but he's got like a twin brother or something that sounds enough like him that we could have passed it off. This is theater of the mind, but it's been a good time. We're on, and we actually have people download us on the iTunes, and exciting, very exciting. So to expand upon Rich's seriousness, yeah, thanks for downloading us, because this just takes up a massive amount of time. And I mentioned it a few podcasts ago, but this is episode 36, and my God, some of them get really long. You've wasted if you've listened to
this
us
one.
From the beginning. This one's only an hour. This is not even close to record breaking. But man,
we had a 3 hour one once.
Didn't Corey Lazarus speak for like 2 hours himself?
It just felt like
No.
But
he spoke for like 5 minutes. The longest we've ever had was when about 6 or 8 of us were here, and we went for about 3 hours.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, if you've listened to us from the beginning, you've wasted over a day of your life at this point, damn near, or probably over a day and a half, maybe 2 days of your life.
I think 2 days,
maybe
yeah.
Even more than that, listening to PWA Radio. So, wow.
From all of us here at PWA Radio,
thanks.
Will you
say,
all please get lives?
That is the end of season one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's it, folks. We're gonna shut this up so you don't waste any more of your precious time, at least not this week. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. And don't forget, you can email us. And email Razor at pwapodcast@gmail.com. We've got the forums at the-pwa.com. I haven't mentioned that in a long fucking time. We got the pwaradio.com where you can we got the blog, and you can you probably download us and you can leave comments. A couple people do. So yeah, that's it. Thanks to everybody that's been on. Everybody that downloads, and everybody that actually has left comments and questions and whatnot for us. We do appreciate it because the comments definitely make the show.
Except for Riona. Fuck her.
Yeah, fuck Riona. That was just scary. She sounded like a tranny. But anyway, that's it for this week, folks. We, beaten this one pretty much fucking to death. So I'll let Rich go ahead and do this as much as I hate it.
Close the curtains, Rob.
If it doesn't.
I hope you guys didn't seriously think you could have an anniversary show without Mark McNasty. That's right. I may not have been there in that damn studio with you this week, but why should I have been? So you could all mock me? So you could all talk down to me about me? Say that I'm not worth the time? Say that I don't have any fucking talent? What would that prove to sir? What would be the point? So I'm going to make it so that my voice is heard. I'm going to make it so you can't ignore me. So you can't make fun of me. I'm going to make it so you have to hear what I say. Congratulations, Rob. Once again, you managed to win against Riona Langley. But what's that really prove at this point? You've beaten the same dead horse for 3 months now. So why don't you go and try to beat another horse? One that's actually healthy. One like me. You see, all Chameleon's been doing ever since I came back and revealed myself is stalling. He put me in Who's the Man so I couldn't compete against you. He put me against the Russian. What was the point of that? He's afraid to put me against you, Rob. Because if you lose that title, he just doesn't have any protection from you. What's that matter to me? I want a match with you, Robinson. I don't care how violent or brutal it has to be. I just want one match. One match, and you can shut me up just like that. But I want it to mean something. I want one match, Robinson. And if I have my way, I'm going to get it. And when I'm done with you, Robinson, you're just going to wish you'd let Riona get that belt. Oh. Good times are coming, Rob. You just wait. You just wait.